Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful that you're listening today, and we do pray that you'd receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We trust you're getting ready to go to church, and we especially hope that you're getting ready to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. Have regular classes for all ages and excellent teachers. We'd love for you to come. Bring your Bibles and your family and be with us in the Sunday school services. And this morning at 11 o'clock, our regular preaching service begins, and we invite you to come to this service. And then at 4 o'clock tonight, we meet again to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and so we invite you to come. And Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet once again. And we trust that you'll come to these services. We'll give you a warm welcome. If you want a place where you can go and worship God and hear what the Word of God says, we invite you to come to these services, and we know you'll receive a real blessing from being in the house of God. Before we begin our regular preaching this morning, we have an announcement we'd like to make. From time to time, our church, as anyone would we evaluate the money that we spend and what we spend it for. And we're considering at this time our radio program. And so what we'd like to do is to find out from our listening audience, those people that are our regular listeners that are interested in our continuing this program. Now, I want to emphasize this. This radio program is a ministry, is a missionary effort for the Independence Baptist Church. It is something that we're doing, trying to reach people. And we're not asking for you to send us any money at all. What we want you to do, if it's your desire that we continue this radio program, we'd like for you just to send us a card. Just let us know that you're a listener of our radio program and that it's been a help to you or whatever, and we would just like to hear from you. And that's as far as we want to go. We don't want any money because our church supports this program completely, and we want to keep it that way. But we just want to hear from you. And if the program in years gone by has been a help and a blessing to you, then just let us know. I hear from time to time from several people that listen, and I know that there's a lot of people that listen, but we're not real sure who you are, and we just want to hear from you. And so we invite you to send us a card. And whether you send us a card or not, we want you to pray for us. But this will determine whether this radio program will continue on the air or not. And so if you'd like for it to continue, if it's been a help to you, then let us know. I know there's a lot of people that listen that are shut-ins. They're not able to go to church. They're simply because of sickness and those kinds of things that they're not able to go, and that they receive a blessing from this program. And so we sure don't want to stop being a blessing. We want to continue if we can, but we need to hear from you that we might know. And I emphasize again, don't send us any money. Just put your name and address on a card and send it to us and let us know that you're listening. Send it to, and here I'll give you the address. It's the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and the zip is 63348. That's the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, zip 63348. I'll try to give you that address again before the program is over in case you didn't get it written down. This morning, we'd like to look in the book of Genesis, chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. We'd like to think about this subject. Worrying about things that are impossible. Now think about that a minute. Now let me read this to you. Genesis chapter 20 and verse 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Zur, and sojourned in Gera." And of course, Gera is a town. "And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, 'She is my sister,' and Abimelech, king of Gera, sent and took Sarah." Now, I think those of you that read your Bible regularly will understand this story. That Abraham has gone down to Gerar, there to stay for a little while, and he says about Sarah, his wife, he says, "She is my sister." Now, why did Abraham say that? Why did Abraham just come out and say, "Well, this is my wife"? Why did he deny who this woman was? Well, if you read in verse 11, after Abimelech brings Abraham before him, and he asks Abraham, "Why have you done this thing?" Verse 11, Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, and not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife." I want you to notice here that Abraham is worrying about something that is absolutely, totally impossible. Verse 11, Abraham said, "I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake." Did you know that is impossible? Say, well, how do you know that's impossible? Somebody would ask me, "Preacher, how do you know that it's impossible for these people to kill Abraham?" And the reason I know it's impossible is because God gave a promise, an irrevocable, unconditional promise to Abraham. Let me read it to you. In the book of Genesis, chapter 17, and the Bible said in verse 1 and 2, "And Abram was 90 years old and nine," now he's 99 years old, "the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And he said again in verse 6, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." Now, it is impossible for Abraham to die when he goes down and lives in Gerar because the promise of God had not been fulfilled in him. Read with me now Genesis chapter 17 and verse 18. "And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said," I want you to see in verse 19 here, in Genesis 17, verse 19, "And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." Now look at this. Abraham, when he is 99 years old, receives a promise of God that his wife, Sarah, will indeed bear a child when they are both past the childbearing age. The child's name will be called Isaac, and there will be many nations come from him. But Abraham forgot the promise of God. And in Genesis chapter 20, in verse 1 and 2, "When Abraham traveled to Gerar, he was afraid and he thought, they're going to kill me down here. And he tried to protect himself." Now then, I want you to know that I'm not knocking Abraham. I'm not saying that Abraham did anything that any of us have not already done. The things in the Old Testament, the Bible says, are written down for an example for us, that we might know and understand how things really are. And there's times that you and I have received a promise from God, and yet we forgot that promise and go about trying to figure out how things are going to be and how things ought to be. Let me read to you this morning a couple of passages that talks about a promise that God has given to us that is absolutely sure. And if we forget that promise, we have done exactly the same thing that Abraham has done. Now, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, a very well-known passage. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13. The Bible said here in verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Have you ever forgot that promise? How many times have we lived in fear and doubt, worrying about what men are going to do to us, and we forgot that God Himself has said, I will be with you, I will never leave you? How many times have we been bashful to speak the words of God and to just stand up for the truth of the Word of God because we're afraid of what somebody will think about us? The Bible said here in verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We've all forgotten at one point or another the promise of God that He's going to be with us. And so we emphasize this morning that we're not knocking Abraham. We're not against him. And we're not trying to say he's a terrible example. He is an example. And he is just like us. We're just like him. And so we ought to be knowledgeable of our lack of trusting God. The Bible says we ought not worry. And yet, we do worry. It's a part of our makeup. And so how often we fail to remember the promises that God has given to us. If you would be faithful in God, remember those promises and trust God through difficult times. And God said, I'll never leave you. Another scripture. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. The Bible said here, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How many times have we thought that we should stop serving God because we need food, clothing, and housing? Does God know that we need those things? Does God know that we need food? Well, sure He does. Does God know that we need clothing? Sure He does. He wants us to be clothed, doesn't He? He don't want us to go around naked or half naked. He wants us to be covered up good. He desires us to be warm. He desires us to have those things. And yet, many times, God's own children become so engrossed with making a living that they forget to serve God. We need to remember the promises of God. We promised you at the beginning of the program that we'd give you the address of the church again. And we do really desire that today that you would write to us and let us know if you're listening to the program. And again, don't send any money. Just put your name and address on a card and send it to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. That's the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, zip 63348. Well, we do thank you for listening to the radio program, and we trust that it's been a blessing to you to see that sometimes we fail to take the promises of God at face value, and we worry about things that are impossible to come to pass. We trust you'll listen again next Sunday morning to another radio program, and we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.